So at the moment, we've got the whole squadron out with attachments from the rest of our regiment and our regular counterpart, 3-9 Engineer Regiment, and we're constructing a cross-country driver training track. What that is a series of obstacles and off-road challenges, as it were, for drivers to learn and then to cut their teeth on so they can get their Land Rover and off-road qualifications.
This is a sort of a win-win for everybody, really, isn't it? Because it's going to benefit you guys, 591 Engineers, but it's also going to benefit 38 Brigade.
Absolutely. So for 38 Brigade, which is the brigade obviously in Northern Ireland, what they have been needing for a while now is an area where they can train their drivers without sending them out of Northern Ireland. So what we're looking at is, over the next 3 years, a saving of about £2 million for the brigade, just because they can do the training in-house.
That's amazing. That's a huge saving for the taxpayer. But, I mean, the actual construction is also saving money.
Yes, absolutely. So the cost itself for the construction is around £120,000, which is a quarter of £1 million less than it would cost a civilian contractor, which is a fantastic saving for the army.
The training opportunities for your squadron, I mean, this is a huge project. It's taken about 4 weeks.
Yeah, it has. And we've worked really hard and quite quickly to fit it into that time frame, as we're used to doing things at quite a limited time frame. And we've got a lot of plant operation, a lot of grading and laying track, but also we've got some really good combat engineer training. We've got HESCO and gabion baskets. We put a concrete path around our search house, and we're putting in additional things, concrete pads, a memorial wooden roof. We've deconstructed a couple of different objects around the training area. So not only are we putting in a benefit for 38 Brigade, we're training our guys and keeping them current, but also maintaining the area in Ballykinla.
Because this track will be here for many, many years to come, there must be a certain sense of satisfaction in building something that is going to last.
Absolutely. My main focus as a troop officer is combat engineering, but to be able to see the scale and the amount of work and the professionalism, actually, the quality that we're delivering, I'm very impressed and very pleased to be part of the task.